This I saw popped up on USA Today. It was actually a couple of days ago, but I thought, boy, how timely is this? USA Today using recommendations by the reviewed editors, reviewed as an online site.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 things to keep in your carry-on in case of a flight delay or cancellation. As we're hearing about a few of those happening across the country. So I thought we'd give you the 10 and see what you think. And you can decide whether you think these are the 10 things that you should have in your carry-on in case of a flight delay or cancellation. I'd have to think about it. I mean, I don't travel a lot. And rarely by plane.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to think the last time I took a plane flight. I had to think about it. But anyway, so here you go. And I don't know if these are in a particular order. They just list them 1 to 10. Let's see. I'll do a quick review. Having your flight delayed or canceled is never fun. The experience is particularly frustrating during the holiday season. Cancellations can happen anytime, anywhere. Hope for the best. Here are 10 items you should always have on hand in the event of a delay, cancellation, or misplaced bag. All right. They might not stop the delay, but they'll make a bad situation much more bearable. Number one, toothbrush.
Okay.
I understand that.
Sure.
You know, there's...
Never know how long.
And, you know...
Eating some of that airport food.
It's always amazing how sometimes the simple act of just brushing your teeth kind of like helps you feel refreshed. You
know, I suppose.
You get that stickiness out of your mouth. You know what I'm talking about.
Suppose,
yeah.
But you're still stuck in an airport. But
true.
Yeah.
Have a toothbrush. Number two, an extra change of clothes. That sounds appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. Sitting in the same clothes for an extended period of time isn't too comfortable, and sometimes just, you know, a fresh change of clothes can be helpful. They do mention especially the undergarments, but I think we all understand that.
Pillow?
Number three is a portable charger.
Oh, well, I guess that's more important.
Now, there's something that probably wasn't on the list a few years ago.
Yep.
And I would not have thought of. But yeah, I guess so. Yeah, portable charger.
Of course.
It's safe to assume that all airports have outlets for your charger, which I think...
Yeah, they all do nowadays.
Although it says whether you'll be able to use one is actually a gamble since everybody else is kind of probably doing the same thing. I do say that, yeah, the last time I did travel, and gosh, was it the Alaska trip years ago?
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember I remember seeing that in the airport, that they had special charging stations.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's where, you know, people, the first thing they did when they got off the plane, when they knew there was going to be a little delay or a flight layover or whatever.
And now it's pretty much wherever you sit.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
At the gates.
Number four, your medications.
I would say that's very important.
Yeah, especially if you have something that's really, you know, you could probably get away with the multivitamin. Does that count as a medication? But, you know, if you've got some kind of need for some type of disease or health concern, yeah, medication, mm-hmm. that's a good one. A reusable water bottle, because you want to stay hydrated. And depending on what's going on at an airport, perhaps the availability of water might be compromised.
Yeah, so. Stores could be closed at certain times.
Okay, so a reusable water bottle.
Yeah.
Portable cleansing products.
We're talking like...
trying to see what it says.
Shampoo?
Well, it says, yeah, dry shampoo.
Dry.
Yeah. You can get powdered dry shampoos that are TSA friendly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And have rave reviews for being effective and better for the environment than aerosol
cans. Can I tell you something I would never do, though? Wash my hair in an airport bathroom. Sorry. I am not. I'm not staying in an airport bathroom longer than I have to.
You have to.
Oh, no.
And they also talk about cleansing wipes. And I understand that. You know, it could just be just general wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Could probably serve that purpose. Okay. Extra face masks. Okay, well, this might be depending on your personal... I wouldn't be one for me. I'd take the chance. I think if I got 10 things,
mm-hmm.
there might be a couple of other things I think that are more important. But for some people that are because of COVID concerns or even general health concerns that they talk about here.
Yeah.
Number eight, air tags. I've heard Kim Komando talk about these quite often. These are especially, I think, if it's Apple related. Where you can drop these little tags into your luggage, even attach them to children to keep track of them.
Hmm.
And you'll, yeah. Electronic trackers that can be attached to keys, wallets, luggage, and if your iPhone can track them.
Well, okay. Well, that's not a bad idea.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Number nine. A cozy blanket or a pillow.
There you go. Yeah, you need that.
And these are the top 10 things that is suggested from USA Today and reviewed of what you need to have in your carry-on in case you have a delay or a cancellation. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. And it says a cozy blanket or a pillow. I suppose your blanket could serve as your pillow if necessary.
Well, it did for Linus.
Linus made that blanket serve a, a lot of different sources, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Although I suppose, depending on the airport, I'd like to perhaps have both. Maybe your jacket's going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
A good pair of headphones or earbuds. That's number 10.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Need something to maybe pass the time, listen to some music, podcasts, radio stations.
That's what they talk about to help you not interfere with other people around you, as well as maybe having your own personal space where you're able to cancel out some of the existing noise and cacophony of things that are happening and just have a chance to relax. Okay.
Yep.
Was that all 10 of them?
That was all 10.
That was all 10.
Okay.
You got one that's missing?
Yeah, apparently the people who did the survey don't have children.
do tell.
Snacks and toys.
I thought of snacks, but that was just for me. Okay, I guess you could share them with the kids. That's a good point. Yeah. Snacks.
I guess the kids need to eat once in a while.
Toys, that's a good one. Yeah, if you're traveling
with
kids.
Keep them occupied.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, oh boy. Imagine trying to keep a youngster occupied in an airport
for sitting still for 12 hours.
Well, but don't nowadays, a lot of parents, if you are sitting still for 12 hours or whatever, you'll just give them the pad and let them just play around on the computer. I mean, isn't that pretty much your Kindle, on your iPad, something like that?
I guess so. I'm old-fashioned.
less parts, Michael, less things that you'll lose. So you're talking about bringing toys. That's just more things can get lost.
Sanity?
Just here, look at this. Here's the Kindle, and then they'll just disappear for about 2 hours.
You need to find a fellow passenger with kids and make friends real quick. But that's a good one. You mentioned snacks. I had written that down.
Actually, you say that, my daughter will do that for us. She'll just find random children in the airport.
Oh, nice.
Just go up to them. Hi, let's play. Great.
Right.
Keep yourself occupied.
Which, on one hand, I think is cool. My son was always more sociable than I ever was, which is great. On the other hand, yeah, maybe you don't want to be. Yeah, it's a tough line.
Yeah,
tough line.
I know that there. Well, it's a tough line. Like you say, your son's more sociable. My daughter's a lot more sociable than I am. So if she goes and makes friends with another child, then I have to talk to the parent, and I don't want to.
Yes. The number one on my list, though, was not on here. Roll of toilet paper. For obvious reasons, but it also can be TP. It can serve if I need a Kleenex, so it's a tissue.
I see.
It could, if necessary, you might have to use a few more sheets, but if I have a spill, it could serve as a little kind of a paper towel, very absorbent. So it's very versatile. And I suppose if worst came to worst, Mike, and you're, maybe using the tube as a toy or something like that. I don't know.
Like a little telescope.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we could I don't know, lessen all this need of having to carry on all this stuff if we could figure out exactly why all of these delays are happening at all times. Like yesterday, I don't know if I heard from the... Did you hear from the CEO of Southwest?
No.
No, I didn't hear from him either.
He's being called on the carpet in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like he said he was sorry.
He said he was sorry. Well, I guess that's good enough,
And here's a carry-on with 10 things, just in case. Courtesy of Southwest.